Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
Now in Job 33 and 14, it says, God does speak sometimes one way and sometimes another. Even though people may not understand it, he speaks. The book of Revelation chapter 3 and 22, Jesus said, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to the churches. One of God's primary ways that he speaks to us is by the Holy Spirit. Listen to what Jesus said again. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. Now, the Lord led me to share this message with you today because many are missing your divine link with God because you lack the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit in your daily life. He is God. He is the third person of the Trinity. Jesus said in Matthew 28 and 19, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Today, I want to emphasize the importance of the role of the Holy Spirit to hear from God and to equip you with supernatural power to witness. Jesus boldly said, my sheep hear my voice. My followers follow me. They can hear my voice. But sadly, many believers say they don't hear the voice of God. Well, Jesus told us that the greatest key to our communication with him and the Father is the Holy Spirit. Listen to what he said in John 16 and 13. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will tell you what he has heard. He will bring me glory by telling you whatever he receives from me. Everything the Father says, I also say. And that is why I said he will take what I say and tell you. Come on, repeat after me. My relationship with the Holy Spirit determines how well I hear from God and Christ Jesus. Now, we're talking about spiritual communication with God and empowerment today. The disciples were concerned when Jesus said he was about to return to heaven. They were, oh my goodness, what will we do? Oh, what will happen to our connection with God? You leaving. But listen to what Jesus said. He said, I will send a comforter. He'll keep us connected. And John 14 and 16, it says, Jesus said, I will ask the Father and he will send you another comforter that you may abide, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Holy Spirit of truth. Now, the Apostle Paul revealed this revelation. Your fellowship with the Holy Spirit unites you with the Trinity. Come on, repeat after me. My fellowship with the Holy Spirit unites me with the Trinity. Listen to this verse in 2 Corinthians 13 and 14. The Bible says, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. That's the Trinity. Here we're seeing a verse that connects us with the Trinity. Whoever has the fellowship of the Holy Spirit also has the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God. They're all involved in that relationship. Can we pause and give God a hand of praise? Father, Son, Holy Spirit are all involved in our relationship with them. And the word communion actually means communication and fellowship. In other words, to talk with and to develop companionship. And God wants to talk with you through His Spirit, through the Holy Spirit. And by the way, you cannot hear God's voice when you bypass the Holy Spirit. And that's why it's so important for you to build a relationship with the Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit tells us what the Father and Jesus are saying to us. Whether you realize it or not, the Holy Spirit actually prays on your behalf, and He speaks to the Father on your behalf as well. Some of you will remember this scripture in Romans chapter 8 and 26. The Holy Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray for. But the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. And the Father, who knows all hearts, knows what the Holy Spirit is saying. For the Spirit, He pleads for us believers in harmony with God's own will. Therefore, our communion with God is through the Holy Spirit. And God's communication with us is through the Holy Spirit. Now, let me go deeper, because as Christians, we have a responsibility to share our faith with the world. In Mark chapter 16 and 15, Jesus said to His followers, "Go everywhere in the world and tell the good news to everyone." That's the gospel. "Anyone who believes and is baptized shall be saved, but anyone who does not believe will be punished." That punishment is hell and the lake of fire. "And these signs will accompany those who believe. In My name, they will cast out evil spirits. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up serpents with their hands, and it shall not hurt them. If they drink any deadly poison, it will not harm them. They will lay their hands on the sick, and they will recover." Now, when Jesus said to His followers, "Go everywhere in the world and preach the gospel," folks, it was not a suggestion. It was actually a command. But I want to read an article to you, which is very interesting, from Bonner Research. The title is "Ready but Not Willing to Talk About Faith." Almost all practicing Christians believe that part of their faith means being a witness about Jesus, and that the best thing that one could ever do is for someone to come to know Jesus Christ as Savior. But despite this, many millennials are unsure about the actual practice of evangelism. Almost half of millennials, 47%, agree at least somewhat that it is wrong to share one's personal beliefs with someone of a different faith in hopes that they will someday share the same faith. This is compared to little over one quarter of Gen X, that's 27%, and one in five boomers, 19%, and elders, 20%. Now, folks, how did these young people misunderstand the Great Commission? In Matthew 28 and 18, Jesus told His disciples, "I have been given all authority in heaven and earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teach these new disciples to obey all the commands that I've given you. And be sure of this, I am always with you, even to the end of the age." Folks, during the early church, almost everyone was practicing a false religion. No one would have been born again if the church was reluctant to share because they believed something else. The Bible says, however, that those believers who refuse to witness will be judged of the Lord. Did you know that? Look at the person next to you and ask them this question. Did you know that those who refuse to witness for Christ will be judged and punished? See, this is what the Bible tells us. And Luke chapter 12 and 47, Jesus said, that servant who knew his master's will and did not prepare himself or do according to his will shall be beaten with many stripes. Hello? When's the last time you heard that verse? Probably not in a long time, if at all. Folks, God commands us to warn people of the coming judgment if they do not repent of their sins and follow him. Let me give you a verse in the Old Testament, Ezekiel 3 and 17. It says, anytime you hear a word from my mouth, warn them for me. When I say to the wicked, you shall surely die, you must warn them that they may live. If you don't speak out to warn the wicked to stop their evil ways, they will die in their sins, but I will hold you responsible for their death. Then he goes on to say, if you warn the wicked and they do not turn from their wickedness or their evil ways, yes, they will die because of their sin, but you will have saved your life.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Thanks for listening to the program today. I want to read one of my favorite scripture verses to you. It's Jeremiah 29 and verse 11. It says, I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for peace and not for evil, to give you a future filled with hope. Then you will call upon me and go to me and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all of your heart. And I will be found of you, says the Lord. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
The Bible tells us how Jesus himself was anointed with the Holy Spirit and with power, and that's how he went about doing the work of God. In Acts chapter 10 and 38, it says, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. Then Jesus went around doing good, healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. The very reason for Jesus coming, yes, he came to save us, but the Bible says in 1 John 3 and 8, the Son of God came to destroy the works of the devil. Now, after his resurrection, he told his disciples. They were so excited to see him. They knew he was the Son of God. And they were raring to get out and raring to tell people, Jesus is Lord, Jesus is Lord. In the book of Acts, it says in Acts 1, verse 4, once when Jesus was eating with them, he commanded them, don't leave Jerusalem until the Father sends you the gift that he's promised, or I promised. As I said before, John baptized with water, but in just a few days, you'll be baptized with the Holy Spirit. See, Jesus said through the baptism of the Holy Spirit, Jesus would help us to operate with the same supernatural power. We don't talk about this enough. How many of you know that God is a supernatural God? He does supernatural things. Well, Jesus said the same abilities that he had to heal the sick, to bring deliverance to lost, we have. We have it when we receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit. And he said in Acts chapter 1 and 8, he says, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses telling people about me everywhere. And that's interesting what he actually said, because when he said, you shall receive power from the Holy Spirit, that word there is dunamis. It actually means miracle power. It means ability as a worker of miracles. The Holy Spirit gives each of us the ability to work miracles in the name of Jesus Christ to prove to the world that Jesus Christ is Lord. In John 14 and 12, Jesus said, I tell you the truth, anyone who believes in me will do the same works that I've done and even greater works because I'm going to my Father. You can ask for anything in my name and I will do it. You know, that very definition of the word dunamis reveals the supernatural gifts and abilities are going to follow when we begin to function as witnessers for Jesus Christ. Now, please understand, God doesn't just anoint us with his power for fun, not just for goosebumps. No, it is so we witness and people believe that Jesus Christ really is the Son of God. The purpose of the coming of the Holy Spirit is to give us power to witness and to receive supernatural power to prove that the gospel is true. And this is so important, folks. Now, you know, people say, well, all you've got to do is share it, give your testimony, just tell them about the Lord. Yes, and that definitely works. But I'm talking about how was the gospel presented initially, where it got so great results. It was presented by the power, the supernatural power of God. Somebody who wants that power, raise your hand and say, Father, anoint me with supernatural power to witness. And if you mean that, give God a hand of praise right now. Now, this is important, folks. The Apostle Paul, he said, and this is found in 1 Corinthians 2 and 4, my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, and of power. Why? That your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. People's faith in Jesus Christ should not be in the wisdom of men. It should be in the demonstration of the power of God. That God can heal, that God can deliver, that God can change the situation. God can turn the situation around when you pray. People need to see the power of God. Now, when the Holy Spirit came, the disciples spoke in tongues, which is a new language. It says in Acts 2 and 4 that when the Holy Spirit came, the disciples spoke in new tongues. Let me read it for you. It says, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other languages as the Spirit gave them utterance. We talk about speaking in tongues. Folks, it's actually speaking in a language unknown to us, but it is a language. Look at the person next to you and say, when you speak in tongues, it's a language that you don't know. Now, I want you to listen to this in 1 Corinthians 13 and 1. See, because speaking in tongues, like I said, is actually speaking a language unknown. It says in 1 Corinthians 13 and 1, though I speak with, listen, the tongues of men and angels. See, the Lord will give you a tongue of men and even angels. Every person who received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, it was accompanied by speaking in another language. In Acts chapter 2 and 5, it says, and there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews and devout men out of every nation under heaven. Now, when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and they were confounded or confused because that every man heard them speak in his own language. These people from the local towns in Jerusalem who were filled with the Holy Spirit were speaking unknown languages, which the occupants of other nations knew. How does he know my language? It is a language. But every person who was filled with the Holy Spirit, the baptism, spoke in a language. And let me just say this, the baptism with the Holy Spirit is for all believers today and of all times. Let me read that for you. In Acts chapter 2 and 38, it says, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins. Listen, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, for the promise is for you and for your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. So the baptism of the Holy Spirit is for Christians of all times who accept Jesus Christ as personal Savior and Lord. The Holy Spirit can come in two ways to fill us. One is directly from heaven, and the other ways is by the laying on of hands, and that's found in Acts chapter 8, verse 14. You know, I ministered in a former church in Orlando, and I had the opportunity to go to the Ukraine. It was in the 90s, 1990 something. And the Holy Spirit moved in dynamic ways. Folks, I can't even go into it. I don't have the time. However, I was leading a group of about maybe 50 people in the auditorium of a church, explaining to them how to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. When this interesting thing happened, as I was talking to them about the Holy Spirit and how to receive the Holy Spirit, they all received the Holy Spirit and just started speaking in tongues. How rude. They didn't even let me finish. I was explaining it to them, and I'm wondering, boy, that's the way it probably was on the day of Pentecost. They were all sitting there, and all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit came, and they all started speaking in tongues. Well, I was in the Ukraine, and I was saying, and this is what you need to do. I said, oh, God didn't really need me here today. I came so far, and these people just received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Some of you have not received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and really, this is the basis of my message today. We have got to witness to people before it's eternally too late. How many of you believe in the rapture of the church, the second coming of Jesus? It can't be far away. It can't be far. We're in the season based on Bible prophecy. But don't you want the whole world to accept Jesus? Don't you want everybody you know, especially, to receive Jesus Christ as personal Savior? That's why the Holy Spirit came primarily. Jesus said, I am going, but the Father is going to send the Holy Spirit. And he's going to empower you with supernatural works so that people will believe the message of the gospel. You need the infilling, the baptism of the Holy Spirit when you witness, to have the most effective witness, because he will guide you. He'll even tell you things on people's minds at the time. He will let you know what's going on with them. He will operate in gifts for people to even be healed, for people who need deliverance. The Holy Spirit will move through you in a supernatural way, and that's why we all need the Holy Spirit. So how do we receive the Holy Spirit? Very quickly, number one, ask the Father for the Holy Spirit. In Luke chapter 11 and 13, it says, these are Jesus's words, if you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those that ask him? So the first thing you need to do is ask the Father for the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the message today, consider going to our website and making a donation of any size. Your generous donation can help keep our radio ministry alive. Visit our website at aplacetogrow.org and contribute today. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the Media tab. The title of today's message is God is Trying to Tell You Something. You Need the Holy Spirit. Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
This is Pastor Steve, and I want to pray with you. You know what the Bible says? It says the steps of a good person are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. I want to let you know that God is watching over you. God knows everything that's going on with you in your life. And even though at times we become weak and we wonder, has God given up on us? No, he's never giving up on us. The Bible says, though we be cast down, the Lord will uphold us with his hand. See, God will never let you go. There's always hope. There's hope in his love. And I want to pray for you now for strength. Father, I thank you that right now, those who are weak, you're strengthening them.
Lord, there's so many things that we encounter in life that we need your help. We need your assistance. Holy Spirit, we need your guidance. I pray for every listener right now that you will bless them, bless their families, change their circumstances, strengthen them as they go through life. Have them know that you're there, that you are their hope, you are their strength, you are their deliverance. And Satan, the Lord rebuke you. We bind your power. You will not stop us from serving the Lord. We thank you, Father, for the strength that comes through the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.